one to, for the first time, provide mediation services to resolve disputes between FOIA requesters and all of the executive branch agencies, and two, to review how agencies are complying with the law, looking at their policies and procedures, and making recommendations to Congress and the President on ways to improve the Freedom of Information Act process.
That's interesting, because it's the Justice Department that collects all of the records of FOIA compliance from agencies, but here it is over at Archives that is doing the dispute resolution.
We've been working from the very beginning with the Department of Justice to be sure that we are complementary. I was at DOJ for about 15 years. DOJ has been the legal advisor on the Freedom of Information Act, giving legal advice and guidance and training on FOIA for about 30 years. So we're the new kids on the block, and we have a new statutory mission. So we try and figure out how we can work well together, and so that's been an interesting part of the job. But getting back to the website, with our mission to provide mediation services, as well as being sort of a go-to place, particularly for people who are trying to make requests and not sure where to go, how to make a request, who has records, that sort of thing, we really from the beginning wanted to create a more interactive way of providing information, and also a way that people could come to our website, for those who do have online access, and be able to get into our system, make a request for assistance, and then be able to track the progress of their case, from beginning to end.
Do you expect this whole process of making FOIA requests to be kind of democratized? That is, mostly it's been journalists or special interest groups that know their way around FOIA, and it takes some experience right now. Do you anticipate more people of the general public being able to access FOIA?
Actually, Tom, it's really been a process used very much by the public from the beginning. I think at most agencies overall, you're probably talking at 5 to 10% of the request, and most of them are really not made by reporters. If anything, we'd love to see more reporters using the Freedom of Information Act, but particularly because depending upon the nature of the request and how hard it is to find records and the complexity of the records, it can take a long time, and that's not always compatible with journalist deadlines.
We're speaking with Miriam Nisbet. She's director of the Office of Government Information Services at the National Archives and Records Administration. Now, there's a large volume of requests that come through every year, so there must be a large volume of disputes or disagreements between the requesters and the agencies. So tell us about the case management system that is going to help you adjudicate those.
Just a little bit of context here. Across the executive branch, there are somewhere typically around between 500,000 and 600,000 requests a year. That's
wow.
Across the entire executive branch. So it's a huge number. It's a lot of requests. And some agencies, for example, some of the big departments like Homeland Security, State Department, Justice, DOD, they get thousands and thousands of requests every month. So it's a pretty big operation. Our office, which as I mentioned is very new and still, we're the new kid on the block in the FOIA community, only 2 years old. We are directed to provide mediation services to resolve disputes between FOIA requesters and all of the executive branch agencies. Now, our caseload so far has been somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think we're just under, for 2 years, about 800 cases. So that's really, in the overall context, it's a really small number. However, the idea is that we would bring a different approach, an innovative approach, bring alternative dispute resolution to the FOIA process, and that's going to take some time. First of all, it's going to take time for requesters to know about us. It's going to take time for federal agencies to know about us, and it's going to be a little bit of a change in the way things operate. So the whole idea is, let's do some mediation, negotiation, facilitation so that people do not have to resort to litigation to work through whatever disputes they have. Also, more fundamentally, there's a real interest in bringing this approach at the earliest possible level in the agencies themselves so that you prevent disputes to begin with.
But I imagine you must have to deal with issues of national security in some cases or privacy data that might be involved in a FOIA request. So these are not cut and dried cases, I imagine.
Well, no, it can be any issue whatsoever. We also get involved in issues that relate to really the processing of requests, something that you might consider a little bit mundane, not nearly so interesting as personal privacy or national security, but actually something that can be a real obstacle, and that is trying to figure out what is it that the requester wants, really trying to get a handle on a request. Typically, a request may come into an agency, and it's quite broad. The requester can't possibly really know what it is the government has. So that's sort of an obstacle to begin with, is trying to start up a conversation so that you can actually figure out what exactly does this person want? Where can we look? How can we satisfy this request? Another issue that comes up, it's not a huge number, huge percentage of the cases that we handle, but it's typically a stumbling block, and that is fees. What category of requester fits into, is able to get records for free versus commercial requesters, which typically have to, they are charged the most in terms of duplication and search. And also some people ask for a waiver of fees. So figuring out how to determine whether or not someone gets all the fees waived or partially waived, those can be sort of administrative obstacles that are really critical to make sure that the request moves along.
Okay, so you do have a tracking system, though, that has just been launched. I guess maybe that's the new news.
We do have a tracking system. We've had one that we used internally, and we've also, by the way, Tom, from the beginning, we've made our case logs available online so that people can can see the kinds of cases that we're handling and how they're being resolved. But with this new system, there are really two aspects of it. As I said, we think that the website itself, our homepage, gives a lot of information very quickly. You can find out quite a lot about FOIA and how to make a request. But the new case management system that we're using does allow anyone who has a request with us, who has a case with us, to be able to go online and see, in real time, the status of their request for assistance to us. And again, I want to make sure everybody understands, we are dealing with people who have FOIA requesters or agencies who have come to us for assistance in preventing or resolving a dispute. So we are really a little microcosm of that much bigger picture of hundreds of thousands of FOIA requests that are being handled throughout the government.